sacred energies of crystals and gemstones. Crystals and gemstones, often regarded as Earth's mnemonic devices, encode within their lattices the primordial secrets of nature. Beyond the mystic veils, cutting-edge scientific perspectives, particularly in quantum mechanics, shed light on how these geological marvels can interact with human energies. This piece explores the enthralling nexus between the intricate molecular structures of crystals and their conceivable role in healing practices, with an emphasis on their potential to modulate magnetic fields and energize the higher chakra centers. To fathom crystals through a scientific prism, envision atoms not as static entities, but as vortices of energy continuously in motion. In the realm of quantum physics, particles like atoms don't have a definite state, rather they exist in a cloud of possibility. The ordered structure of crystals is a symphony of these atomic clouds orchestrated in a pattern that repeats itself. Herein lies the essence, the vibrational frequency of these patterns. The Thai traditions. In Thailand, crystals are deeply rooted in spiritual and cultural practices. Amulets containing crystals are worn for protection, luck, and healing. These amulets, often blessed by monks, are believed to possess spiritual energy. The Thai people hold an inherent trust in the power of crystals. For instance, the famed Emerald Buddha, housed in the Grand Palace in Bangkok, is actually made of jadeite and is considered the protector of Thailand. Tibetan crystal practices. In the lofty heights of the Himalayas, Tibetan Buddhism also employs crystals for spiritual purposes. Statues of deities in Tibetan monasteries often incorporate crystals, as they are believed to be conduits for divine energy. The famed Dorje, a ritual object, often features crystals to symbolize the clarity of thought. The incorporation of crystals in Tibetan statues is not just ornamental. It is symbolic of a deeper spiritual truth, representing purity and the infinite cosmic energy. Crystals in the human body. The fascination with crystals takes a turn towards the profound when one considers that the human body itself houses crystalline structures. One of the most mystically revered locations of this is the pineal gland, often termed the third eye. This small, pinecone-shaped gland in the brain has, within it, calcite microcrystals. Various theories suggest that these crystals might be responsible for the mystical experiences and heightened states of consciousness that have often been associated with the pineal gland in esoteric traditions. Now, picture the human body as a dynamic electromagnetic field. This is not mere allegory. The constant biochemical reactions in our cells generate electrical currents that, in turn, produce magnetic fields. When crystals, with their unvarying frequencies, come into proximity with our body, an entrancing interplay unfolds. The steady vibration of the crystals can induce resonance in our body's magnetic field. This concept, akin to a tuning fork causing another to hum to the same frequency, could be the fundamental scientific explanation behind crystal healing. Central to Eastern mysticism, chakras are conceived as whirlpools of energy along our spine. Quantum physics, with its recognition of energy in subatomic particles, echoes eerily with the ancient concept of chakras. As crystals interact with our magnetic field, there's a possibility that this resonant energy spirals along the chakra pathway. Particularly, certain crystals, due to their molecular composition and resonant frequencies, might be more adept at raising energy to the higher chakra centers. Thought energies intensified. Let us now navigate to an enthralling frontier, the intensification of thought energies. The human brain, a marvel in its own right, generates electromagnetic waves during thought processes. The thalamus, often referred to as the brain's relay center, is believed to play a role in consciousness and is packed with calcite microcrystals. As crystals modulate the external magnetic field, they might also be interacting with the electromagnetic waves generated by our thoughts. Now, imagine your thoughts as waves in an ocean. When the resonant energy from the crystals interacts with these waves, they could potentially amplify, much like how waves in the ocean build upon each other. This amplification might not only bolster the intensity of the thoughts but also could foster a heightened state of consciousness, especially if the energy is channeled through the higher chakras. In the sacred ritual of consecration, crystals are believed to become vessels of intention, absorbing and being imbued with the spiritual aspirations and purposes of the practitioner. Like ancient scrolls, they are penned with the ink of positive energies. This consecration has a transformative effect on the very quality of the energy harbored within the crystal. When adorned by an individual, the consecrated crystal engages in a resonant dialogue with the wearer's body and mind, akin to the synchronization witnessed in the science of tuning forks. This symphony of resonances amplifies the wearer's magnetic field, weaving an ethereal armor of protection. It not only elevates consciousness but also acts as a guardian, repelling the discordant strains of negative energies and safeguarding the soul from malevolent spiritual forces. The consecrated crystal, therefore, becomes a talisman, a bearer of light and harmonious energy, guiding the wearer through the labyrinthine paths of existence. Crystals, these seemingly inanimate objects, might be conversing with us in a language that resonates through the quantum fabric of the universe. By understanding the scientific underpinnings, we uncover a bridge between the ancient world of mysticism and the avant-garde realm of quantum mechanics. Through this enlightened lens, crystals beckon us not merely as healing tools, but as keys to unlocking a deeper understanding of our consciousness and the universe that weaves around us.